All right, guys. So welcome to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. So today I'm actually filming this from Paddle Club Real in Marbella. So one thing I'm always talking to you guys about is having a routine that you can stick to no matter what. And seeing as how we're talking about IT professionals in this modern day and age in 2025, a lot of us are traveling, we're moving around, working remote, digital nomad type style. And what you want to be able to do is create a routine for yourself, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what's going on, no matter what workload you may have, workflow you might have be going through, you're able to stick to something that's going to allow you to be successful. So we built out a course that we're getting ready to launch here for you guys shortly, where we're talking about your personal workflow that leads into your everyday workflow. So how do you do this? You need to have structure and understanding that a foundational approach, the same way you approach your coding and your certifications and your knowledge, you have a structure that you follow, a sequence that you follow. So therefore, if anything breaks down, you have places you can go back to say, okay, we need to correct this in the bottleneck, or we need to take care of this area, right? It's the same thing with your day-to-day, and we lose that. I don't know why we get so overwhelmed with life that we lose the structure of what we need to have for ourselves and the foundation we need to have for ourselves. So in the course, I'm teaching you guys how to make sure you build the proper foundation for yourself, where you know your morning routine, you know your midday routine, you know your evening routine. So if anything breaks that, you still have something you can go back to once things or the chaos at hand is calm a little bit. So what am I saying? I like to start my days, no matter where I'm in the world, whether it's here in Spain, whether it's in Colombia, whether it's in Brazil, whether it's in Singapore. I start my days off with, first off, early morning rising. So somewhere between a 5 or 6 o'clock time frame, after I get my jet lag together, let's be honest, let's be real. After I get that together, it takes a few days. But once that's together, I get on the early morning routine where I wake up, say, between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. When I wake up, the first thing I do is I give gratitude. So I sit still and I give thanks to just whatever it is in my mind and my heart that lets me know, okay, I'm appreciative for the position I'm in and things that are happening for me and things that are being placed in front of me and things that I don't even see that are coming. And even if it's not ideal, I still thank, you know, the world for it. Because what did Jim Rohn say? Don't wish that the problems were different. Wish that you had, you know, more to give to the problems and you had a more better understanding, right? So I thank for whatever problems or puzzles that are facing me, I thank, you know, the universe for it. After I get through my gratitude, it's a meditation, flat out. Now, the time and the length of time on that doesn't matter. What matters is the intention and the ability to be still and be present for that moment and be aware of what's going on in my thoughts, my body, everything around me. After I get through with the meditation, then it's get ready, go to the gym, i.e. where I am right now, right? Having that routine and, you know, every location that I stay in, I make sure I'm in proximity to a facility where I can, for me, I'm a gym goer. So I have to be in a facility where I'm able to get to weights. That's what I do, right? If you're a yoga person, get to a place where you can get yoga. If you're a cyclist, get to a place where you can get to your bike and you can cycle. If you know, whatever it might be, if you're not on a Peloton, right? But again, creating that routine and creating a structure around making sure this is where they say, you heard people say, design the life that you want to live, right? This is how you design the life, especially if you're going to be traveling like I am, a nomad working remote. You have to design the life, make sure you're putting yourself in surroundings where you can be successful. Because so often we sit there and we say, well, I don't have this, or I don't have time, I don't have access. Well, a lot of times it's because you don't create the access for yourself. You don't design your circumstances to be able to be in a position where you can take care of what you're trying to take care of. So for me, Airbnbs that I may, you know, stay in, booking.com, wherever, however I'm getting my locations, I make sure I Google map and I say, okay, is there a gym within a mile radius of my location or within a block or two of my location? That's imperative because that's part of my routine. That's part of me being able to be sustainable and consistent with what it is I'm trying to deliver to myself. So therefore, even if I'm in a different country like I am right now, I don't speak Spanish. If I'm in Brazil and I don't speak Portuguese, but if I can't navigate my way through, there's no excuse as to why I can't, say, walk to or jog to my gym, right? If I, you know, the funds are tight, which they're not, but if they are tight and I can't pay for Uber, those would be things that are going to impede me from being able to have my routine, right? So I mitigate that. I make sure I take care of that to make sure I have a location that is in a decent proximity where I can physically go walk. Because even in walking, that's getting my exercise in, right? Or a jog to it, whatever it is, right? So again, creating and designing a structure, a life that will allow you to not have the excuses as to why you can't do what you want to do. This is really the impetus in the beginning to understanding how to design the life you want and not just succumb to how life is dictating to you, right? So that's my process. Wake up, gratitude, meditation, mindfulness meditation. And it doesn't matter what kind of form you're practicing, but just do it. If you're prayer, if you're religious, whatever it is, do that. Then get into some kind of physical activity. I do it first thing because my routine is, because I'm working remote, because and being that my businesses are ran out of the United States. So now that I'm in Europe and I'm 6 hours ahead or 8 hours ahead of, you know, my clients or my staff, I have to make sure my structure to my routine is one that will allow me to, when the day starts to run and now they're up and they're moving, I can now be attentive to whatever might pop up, right? So that's why I get the workouts done early, and that's part of my routine. So therefore, I don't have an excuse as to, well, I can't get it in, or it's too late now, or I'm too tired, which happens to most of us who try to push off our workout routine to, you know, end of the day. So again, I'm designing the life. I'm getting a routine. So therefore, when the chaos hits, because it always does, something is going to happen. Someone's going to call with a problem. Some email, some project has to get done. Some proposal has to get done that's going to take me longer than what anticipation. Of what I thought to get it done, which is going to hinder me if I don't get the other responsibilities out of the way. And the responsibilities that are important in my personal workflow is taking care of myself mentally, spiritually, and physically, right? When these things are done, then the chaos that will ensue that, you know, because, you know, life is entropy, right? Life is chaotic, right? We know what's going to happen. I'm now better suited for the chaos that's going to happen. That way I don't have to be overwhelmed or overly stressed. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to bring to you guys is an understanding of you have to be the designer of your personal workflow first, which will then carry over and amalgamate itself into your workflow. When you start to get too chaotic and too, and my word today is chaotic, as you can see, but when you start to get too overwhelmed and stress from the work that load from your job or your career, it's because you have a weak point in your personal workflow chain. And most of the time you don't even have a personal workflow. You're just with the anticipation of, well, once things calm down, I'll get back to what I know to be right for myself. And what you have to understand is it never works that way. It has to be in reverse. I always say this, you have to put your mask on first, right? Because again, if they say it on an airplane, put your mask on first, that's important. They don't say, again, reach over and put your, if you're a parent and you're flying with your child, put your mask on your kid first, then put yours on. You can't do it, right? So it's the same premise, it's the same concept and analogous to if you're putting your work first and you're stressing out and you're constantly day in, day out are being overwhelmed by the work that you happen to do, because that's there. That's not saying it's not there. The plane is going down. You know, the air masks are dangling in front of you. That's a real thing. But you can't skip and say, I'm going to go to put my mask on my child first and skip yourself, because you won't be able to do it. You won't be able to breathe. You won't be able to function. You won't be able to get it all the way on, right? That's why they're saying put it on you first. So it's the same analogous to, if you want to get that control back, you can't keep saying when things calm down at work, because they're not fucking going to calm down at work. You have to now focus on getting your routine together and then staying true to that, focusing on putting a strap around your head. Even though things are going around you, you got to get the mask, right? You have to get your timing together. You have to wake up earlier if you're not used to waking up early. You have to then get your ass up and you have to do the work of either, if your routine is meditating, if your routine is giving gratitude, if your routine is going to work out. Yeah, it's not going to be easy at first. But once you force yourself to get that workflow in place, what happens is you're gaining control of what you can control, right? So once you gain control of what you can control, then it goes over into your workflow. Then you start to realize, okay, I start to control what I can within that. And what I can't control within my workflow, I can't control. But you're okay with that. And you start to release that. And when you do that, then things start to universe starts to align, right? Where things start to get a little more calmer. You're like, huh. Now things are starting to get easy for me. It's because you took care of the number one thing. You put your mask on first. You're controlling what you can control. And you learn within that by doing the hard thing of getting up early, by staying true to the routine. When you commit to that and you stay consistent with that, you learn to release the fact that, oh, other things that I can't control fall to the wayside. And that starts to permeate the workflow concept. You start to realize, oh, I can't control what I can't control, but I can get this done. I figured out this in the bottleneck. I figured out this in the, you know, DevOps operation, you know, process. I figured out this in the, you know, pipeline or whatever it is you're dealing with, right? And you control that aspect and you realize what you can't control, it's okay. It'll work itself out. Your other team members, your bosses, or your upline, your C-suite, or if you are the C-suite, your employees will figure out what they need to figure out in order to make it work. And if it doesn't, we move on to the next thing. That's how it starts to work, ladies and gentlemen. You have to deal with you first. You have to be the change. That's why they say you have to be the change you want to see. If you're not willing to buckle down and do the hard thing and taking care and putting your mask on first, you cannot expect it to happen in outside things, even if you are a part of it, because you're only one piece of that bigger picture. Your data scientist position, your dark data position, your, you know, machine learning engineer position is only one small fraction, microscopic fraction, what the bigger picture is of the overall wheel. So you control that little dynamic, but you're so worried about, well, if they don't do this, they're doing this, this is not happening. And then, you know, which you have no control over that anyway, now it's stressing you out. And, you know, I'm bringing that stress into your dynamic. This is why people lose control and start to get frustrated with their career path. And I'm saying it doesn't have to happen that way. It doesn't need to continue. How can you stop it? By getting your workflow, getting your shit together and working on you, doing what you have to do, design the life that you want to design. And this is the thing. It doesn't have to be the big, robust things. It doesn't have to be, well, I have to wait so I earn, you know, $300K a year. Then I have the financial means. What you have to understand is you have to start small. It's always the small things done in sequential order on a consistent basis that will allow you, and it compounds itself, that will allow you to have the freedom, the life that you want to live. So I hope I'm making sense with this, and I'm hoping you're tracking with what I'm saying. Here at Higher Power Tech, my goal and my team's goal is to help you not only understand by the communication we're bringing to you, but also too with what you see from the other podcast you saw. I was in Zurich speaking with a young woman entrepreneur who owns her own Glow company, her own event, you know, service where she does empowerment for young women. And that was a great, and we did that interview on Lake Zurich. We had that podcast and she was gracious to give her four pointers. And if you didn't see that interview, go see that interview. Then I was able to be in Zurich with my cousin, in a different part of Zurich, where, you know, he is a biochemist working, you know, at a cancer facility, that startup where they help with cancer research. Okay. But I'm able to do this and travel with them and still be in shape because, again, I design my life. I design my days around the fundamental approach to taking care of me first. Then those things get taken care of. So I can bring things to you, not only what I'm showing you, but also not to do as I say, but do as I do. So you see that, okay, if I'm traveling, I'm in different time zones, moving around and still able to meet with these people and build a company. My staffing firm, Kane Ross LLC, the parent company of Higher Power Tech, if I'm able to do these things and still be able to move in and function at a high level, how do I do this? Is because I do the little things. I design the life. So what I'm telling you is also I'm showing you more importantly how to do it, all right? So you don't have to sit there and say, well, it sounds good, but once I get to this, you have to have it now. If you understand you have it now, then the manifestation of the tangible will start to unfold itself. But if you keep on having the push off of the desire to once it comes or once this gets here, it'll never arrive because you're constantly seeking for it, okay? But it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. Have fun with this process because life is easy. Make sure you're incorporating everything, not only the certifications, the career, but making sure you're doing things like you're eating healthy, right? You're taking in the meals, you're drinking the water. We're talking about these things, and I know it might seem benign, but it's all encompassing. It's all encompassing. So in the course, like I mentioned before, we talk about how to position yourself with all these things, no matter if you're abroad like I am, or if you're at home on a day-to-day consistent basis, we teach you how to implement these things if you're not currently implementing them into your current personal workflow. Have fun with this. Don't let it be overwhelming. Start by putting your mask on first and develop your routine. Once you do that, it becomes easy and everything else around you will start to flow. That is the flow we're talking about. That is the feng shui and all that we're talking about that you're looking for, that you're seeking in your career. Starts with you in your personal, all right? But I hope this makes sense. I am Mark Cromar. Thanks for joining me. And I'll see you guys on the next episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. Thanks for joining. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share this with other friends, all right? We'll talk soon. I'll be in another location for you guys shortly. Talk shortly.